It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 30th, 2019. Today's the birthday of French poet André Chénier, born in Constantinople in 1762. Associated with the events of the French Revolution, of which he was a victim, Chénier's sensual, emotive poetry marks him as one of the precursors of the Romantic movement. His career was brought to an abrupt end when he was guillotined for supposed crimes against the state just 3 days before the end of the Reign of Terror. His life has been the subject of an opera by Umberto Giordano and other works of art. His father, Louis Chénier, a native of Languedoc, spent 20 years in the Eastern Mediterranean as a cloth merchant and was then appointed French consul at Constantinople. His mother was of Greek origin. When André was 3 years old, his father returned to France and from 1768 to 1775 served as Consul General of France in Morocco. In 1783, Chénier enlisted in a French regiment at Strasbourg, but the novelty soon wore off. He returned to Paris before the end of the year and had already decided to become a poet, working in the neoclassical style of the time. He was especially inspired by a visit to Rome, Naples, and Pompeii in 1784. For nearly 3 years, he studied and experimented in verse, writing mostly pastoral works and elegies. He remained unpublished, however. In November 1787, an opportunity for a fresh career presented itself. The Chevalier de la Luzerne, a friend of the Chénier family, had been appointed ambassador to Great Britain. When he offered to take André with him as his secretary, Chénier knew the offer was too good to refuse. But he was unhappy in England. Although John Milton and James Thomson seem to have interested him briefly, and a few of his verses show slight inspiration from Shakespeare and Thomas Gray, it would be an exaggeration to say Chénier actually studied English literature. By April 1790, he could stand London no longer and once more joined his parents in Paris. The revolution had begun, and France was on the verge of anarchy. Favoring a constitutional monarchy, Chénier believed that the revolution was already complete, and that all that remained to be done was the inauguration of the rule of law. Though his political viewpoint was moderate, his tactics were dangerously aggressive. He abandoned his gentle pastorals to write biting poetical satires. After the king's execution, Chénier sought a secluded retreat near Versailles and went out only after nightfall. On March 7, 1794, he was arrested by agents of the Committee of Public Safety who were in search of a denounced nobleman who had fled. This mistake in identity would eventually cost Chénier his life. He was first taken to the Luxembourg Palace and then to the Saint-Lazare prison. Chénier might have been overlooked, but Maximilien Robespierre, who was himself in dangerous straits, remembered Chénier as the author of verses critical of the new government and had him hauled before the Revolutionary Tribunal, which sentenced him to death. At sundown, he was taken by tumbrel to the guillotine at what is now the Place de la Nation. Robespierre himself was seized and executed only 3 days later. An icon of Romanticism, Chénier's life inspired numerous works by such authors as Victor Hugo and Alfred de Musset. Today, he is widely hailed as the greatest French poet of the 18th century. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 30th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.